Blog Talk Radio.
Where I'm your host, Sister Diane, and this broadcast,
was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. And you all know we start this broadcast off with prayer. So as the music was going on, for those of you that don't know, we're trusting that, you know, you already made your phone calls, you put your phone on silent now because you're preparing to hear the word. You are preparing yourself to touch and agree and pray with us because we are our brothers and sisters keepers. And for those of you, you know, that feel that you can't pray, remember, prayer is just a conversation with God. And by you just even praying for others other than yourself, you know, just watch God move. Develop a prayer life. Begin a prayer list. Praying, you can start off, you know, praying for your neighborhood. You can start off, you know, praying for friends or, you know, just begin to develop that prayer life. Become that prayer warrior. Seek God's face. This is the time. Say, call upon him when he is yet still near. Okay? So let us begin to have a prayer life. Get that time with God. And for those of you that have not accepted Christ into your life, it is not too late. You can stay wherever you are right now. You may be on your way to work. You can be on the bus, wherever you are. You know, I ask you, repent. Repent and accept him into your life today. Believe that he died for your sins without the shadow of belief. Believe today. And when you accept him into your life, you find a church. Ask God to direct you to a church where you can learn more about him. You can grow more in him. And if they're not talking about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, don't enter in. So at this time, we're going to begin to set the atmosphere, and we're going to go before the throne. We all were brothers and sisters keepers. So for those of you that have prayer lists, let's gather our prayer lists together. You all know how we do it, okay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, giving you honor, glory, and praise, O God. Thanking you for this day, O God, a day that wasn't promised to us, O God, but a gift from you, Lord. Father, we come asking this day, Lord Father, for forgiveness and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, I hold before you every prayer warrior, intercessor, watchman, leader that is standing in the gap, Lord Father. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, O God. I ask you to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate them, O Lord. Father, I ask you to keep that hedge of protection round about them, Lord, Father. And, Father, when the enemy comes in like a flood, Lord, Father, we thank you for lifting up that standard against them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise, honor, and glory because you're merciful, you're loving, Lord, Father. We thank you for being that God of many chances, Lord. Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you for all that you have done, doing, and about to do for us this day, O Lord. So, Father, as you see prayer lists raised before you this day, hands being laid upon them this day, O Lord, Father, you know each and every person name by name, O God, and what they're in need of. O God, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord, Father. Father, we know, Lord, Father, that you hear, Lord, Father, and you answer all prayers this day, Lord, Father. So we're thanking you for hearing prayers today, Lord, Father, and we thank you for each and every praise report, Lord, Father, for we take it not for granted, O God. Father, I just lift your name on high, Lord. I thank you and glorifying you, Lord. Father, for your word never will return to you void this day, Lord, Father. So, Father, as we touch and agree with prayers today, Lord, Father, for each and every prayer list that is held before you this day, O God, Father, we're thanking you for hearing, Lord, Father, praise report, Lord, Father, coming forth from the east, the west, the north, and the south this day, Lord, Father. Father, that they may not be afraid or ashamed to share, Lord, Father God, their testimonies this day, Lord, Father, on what you have done for them, O God. Father, we say and thank you. We glorifying and magnifying you, O Lord. Heavenly Father, I hold before you my pastor, Pastor George Barnes, Lord, and I plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father, I say no weapons that is formed against him, O God, shall prosper. Father, I thank you right now for seeing the hedge, Lord, Father, a protection, Lord, Father, round about him, Lord, that blood covering, Lord, Father. Father, I thank you and glorifying you for refreshing, refilling, and rejuvenating this day, O God. Continue to take him deeper, O God, in you this day, Lord, Father. Father, that you will speak through him continually this day, O Lord. Heavenly Father, I take not for granted, Lord, Father, our listeners this day, O God. Father, those that listen now, Lord, Father, those that listen at a later date, Lord, Father, those that are listening to other in other nations, Lord, Father, in the islands this day, Lord, Father. Father, those, Lord, Father, that renewed their minds, Lord, Father, had a change of mindset this day, Lord, Father. Father, you know what they're in need of at this time, O God. And, Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you for your will being done in their lives this day, O Lord. Father, we thank you for making ways out of no ways for them, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for healing of bodies today, Lord, Father, as they lay hands upon themselves, O God, decreeing and declaring healing in their bodies this day, Lord, Father. Father, speaking it, Lord, Father, with the power and the authority, Lord, Father, that you have given us this day, O Lord. Father God, believe in, Lord, Father, without wavering this day that they are healed, Lord, Father, and that your will be done in their lives this day, O Lord. Father, we speak promotion, Lord, Father God, upon jobs this day, O God. We're thanking you for increase, Lord, Father God, in pay, Lord, Father. Father God, perfect work for perfect pay this day, Lord, Father. We know, Lord, Father God, that you can do it this day, O Lord. We're thanking you for holy boldness this day, O God, rising them up to be a light in someone's darkness, Lord, Father, going out and don't mind preaching or teaching your word this day, O Lord. Father, we give you glory and praises, Lord. Father, knowing that there is no other God but you, Lord, Father, and that you look high and you look low and nothing is hidden from you this day, O God. Father God, I hold before you Pastor Boland this day, O God, and I plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, and I send no weapons that is formed against him shall prosper. As we say, body line up with the word of God this day, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for touching his immune system, Lord Father. We thank you, oh God, for touching his blood right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We send no weapons, Lord Father, formed against him, oh God, shall prosper. Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you, oh Lord. Oh God, we continue to hold the bereaved family before you, Lord Father. We continue to hold the family of Deacon Michael, Lord Father, the Graham family, Lord Father, and all those that have lost loved ones this day, oh God. Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you for your peace, Lord Father, your peace that passes all understanding this day, oh God. Oh God, I thank you right now, Lord Father, for your comforter, Lord Father. Father God, that are comforting their hearts for you, say you will not leave us comfortless, Lord. So, Father, we're thanking you for showing up and showing out, Lord Father, that they remember their loved ones, Lord Father, the joy and the laughter, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, that people are only in our lives, Lord Father, for a season, Lord Father. And when that season is up, Lord Father, all there is left is memories, oh God. So, Father, I thank you, Lord Father. I thank you for each and every person, Lord Father, that you have allowed to cross this broadcast, Lord Father. I thank you, Lord Father, for those that we even know personally, Lord Father. Bless them, Lord Father. We're just giving you honor and glory and praise. We're thanking you, Lord. We are thanking you because, Lord, you give us this day. You gave us this day, a day that wasn't promised to us, Lord Father, a day that many is taken for granted that just woke up, Lord Father, and went about their business this day, Lord Father, not even saying thank you, Lord, for waking me up. Thank you for the fresh air. Thank you for the job, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that I'm able to walk, Lord Father. Father, so many things that we can be thankful for, Lord. Father, even the little things, Lord Father, are just sitting up, Lord Father, that we take for granted, Lord. Father, we take things for granted until we no longer, Lord Father, can do it, Lord Father. Father God, change mindsets this day, Lord Father. We speak elevation this day in mindsets right now, Lord Father. We thanking you for renewing of mindset, Lord Father. And Father, we come against the spirit of suicide right now, Lord Father, rendering it null and void right now in the name of Jesus and all the tentacles that go along with it, oh God. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over the mind right now, Lord Father. See the blood covering mindsets this day, Lord Father. Excuse me. Heavenly Father, I ask you this day to cover our children, Lord Father, our grandchildren, oh God, and they're going out and they're coming in this day, oh Lord. Father, see the blood covering them, Lord Father. Father, as they walk to school, oh God. Father God, as they're on the buses going to school, Lord Father. Father God, I thank you, Lord Father, for protecting them, Lord Father, from school bullying right now, Lord Father God. Father, from mass shooting in schools, Lord. Father God, from traffickers right now, Lord Father. Father God, see the blood covering this day, oh God. See the blood covering this day, oh Lord. And Father, we're thanking you for bringing them back home safely, oh God, to us, Lord Father. Father, I ask you, Lord Father, for healing and deliverance being in this broadcast today, Lord Father. I thank you for self-examination, Lord Father. I thank you, Lord Father, for it going through and through the airways this day, Lord Father. Unstop deaf ears, Lord Father. Break up that stony heart, Lord Father. Father God, that they have, Lord Father, an ear to hear and a heart to receive the word, Lord Father. And Father God, holy boldness, Lord Father, that they can take the message, Lord Father, and Father, go out and spread your word this day, Lord Father, for we are all ministers of the gospel this day, Lord Father. Use them, Lord Father, and that more abundantly, Lord Father God, in this earth, Lord Father, drawing others to you, pulling others out of the pit this day, Lord Father. Let them stand boldly, O God, in the army of the Lord this day, Lord Father. Father, we come canceling the assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Father, anything, Lord Father, that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast, Lord Father, we render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. For this broadcast is blood covered. The airways are blood covered. We speak, Lord Father, blood covering to every listener right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we cancel the assignment of backlash against the word that is coming forth this day, Lord. Father, show up and show out. Holy Spirit, we welcome you on this broadcast. Holy Spirit, show up and show out this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I glorify, I magnify you, Lord, Father. For I know that there is no other God but you, O Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I'm trusting that you got your prayer on. You didn't allow the enemy to stop you, you know, with distractions or anything, but you continue pressing through. You continue warring and interceding because the enemy's job is to stop you from praising God. The enemy's job is to stop you from going forth for what God has for you to do this day. But tell him he is a liar today and the truth of God is not in him. And that you are blood covered and you will walk the steps that God has prepared for you this day. This day, he gave us another chance. Each and every time he wake you up, he gave you another chance to get it right. Take it not for granted. Take it not for granted. Just think about those that didn't wake up this morning, that are standing before him this day. Think about those that are laying in comas, those that don't have the use of their limbs, and you're able to walk about freely. You're breathing God's fresh air. You don't need a machine to breathe for you. You have the use of your limbs. So these are things that we take for granted till we no longer have any of them. And we're standing before God. Remember, you can't stand and say, then, Lord, forgive me. No, while you walk this earth, you ask for your forgiveness. You do what God expects you to do. You can't go and say, well, you know, because this person or that person was why, you know, I couldn't get my work done or whatever. No. No. This is all on you. You can't blame nobody but yourself. So let us today ask God, what can we do for him today? Use me, Lord, this day. Ask him to use you this day. And don't be afraid to be used by God. And never, never, never take the glory. For all glory belongs to God. All glory. Not some. And you praying for people, you know, and they're coming and they're giving you the praise. No, praise God. He used you to pray for them. You was that person standing in the gap for them. You was that vessel that he used to lay hands upon them and heal them. Never take the glory. All glory and praise belongs to God. All glory and praise belongs to God. I tell you, we serve an awesome and powerful God. I continually give God praise. I continually say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up, clothing my right mind, being able to do not just for myself, but for others as well, and decree and declare that there is nothing that can happen to you that the God in you cannot handle. Remember that. Remember the greater one lives within you. Let me go ahead and give you the word for today. Again, I thank God for just being here today. I thank God for his strength. I thank God for each and every person that continually to pray for me and have been praying for me. I thank again Bishop Porter for taking the broadcast on last week Thursday. I thank him. I appreciate him. I thank you all again for supporting him as well while he was doing the broadcast. I tell you all, this is where you take no one and nothing for granted. You are important. You are important. Let me give you the word for today. Remember, God is not surprised by your inabilities, your imperfections, or your faults. He has always known everything about you that you are just now finding out, and he chose you on purpose for himself. Let me read that again. Remember, God is not surprised by your inabilities, your imperfections, or your faults. He has always known everything about you that you are now just finding out. And he chose you on purpose for himself. Can you believe that? He chose you. Remember, he knew us before we was even formed in our mother's womb. He knew our expected end. He knew everything about us. He know what we're going to say. But he just loved to have conversation with us. Do you have conversation with God today? If not, get that quiet time and have that conversation with God. And no, you're not crazy when you're talking to him. People may look at you and think that you are, but tell them that's all right. You crazy for God. You crazy for the one that created you. That's who you crazy for. Amen. 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 You know what we're going to talk about again. But before I go there, let me, Lord, I ask you this day to decrease me, Lord Father, as you increase in me. I thank you, Lord Father, for the word. I thank you, Lord Father, for each and every listener being able, Lord Father, to understand in their way, Lord Father. Father, as you give them the understanding, Lord Father, of what it is that we are reading this day, Lord. Father, let them take it and apply it to themselves and knowing, oh God, that nothing is too hard for you this day, Lord. So, Father, as I decrease, Lord, Father, I ask that you increase in me this day, and let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable unto you this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, yes, yes. Yesterday we was talking about Daniel. And we're going to continue today talking about Daniel. Now, remember, we left off at chapter 3. And I also asked the question, what are you worshiping today? Are you worshiping your job, your children, your husband, your wife, you know, your vehicle? What is it that you are worshiping today that you are putting before God? I'm trusting that I'm not going to talk to myself today, but you are going to join in, and we're going to do this broadcast together. For those of you that are listening on other devices, the call-in number is 347-857-3925 and press the number 1. And for those of you that are listening live, all you have to do is press the number 1. And I'm looking forward to hear testimonies on what God have done for them, bringing them out of that pit and taking them to that palace. What palace? You see, we will look and say, well, you know what, you're talking about, you know, the Bible, and this happened how many years ago. But remember, there is nothing new under the sun. And you can look in the story of Daniel, and you can find yourself inside there if you just take the time and read and ask God to open up your understanding. We have not because we ask not. So as we're reading, and I tell you, it's so many things you can come from in Daniel. I choose to come from the pit to the palace to show you that no matter what your situation is, go through it as God continually, daily elevating you. God elevating you. And when he elevates you, no man can take it from you. They will look at you and they will be like, wait a minute. They was that person that emptied the trash. Now look at you, the CEO, moving up, owning your own company. God can do it. He can do it. So don't say, you know, hey, she's talking about Daniel and what. No, I talked about Joseph too. You remember when I talked about Joseph for 2 days? And he came from the pit to where? So don't think that God can't do it for you. And always remember, you are not who man say you are, but you are who God say you are. Do you trust and believe today? Can you stand on that word? Do you have faith enough to believe that you are somebody and that you will make it through this, that you are trusting in God today? You're not going to take down. But you're going to stand on God's word. You're not going to compromise his word. But you're going to stand today. So you may listen to the broadcast. And as the broadcast going you may not understand, but you know what? Go back and listen to it. And this time, when you're listening, ask God for the ears to hear. Ask God for the ears to hear. And go back and read. Go back and read. I tell everybody when I am reading the Bible, I'm reading it from the King James Version. That's the only version I know, the King James Version. I ask God for understanding. And he may bring it to you in a different way. So when you are given chapters and scriptures to read, don't just take it just like that. Go back and read for yourself. Go back and read for yourself. And in your reading, in your spending time, you know, you will get enlightened on something. You know, a light bulb may come on and say, oh, man, you get another revelation outside of what, you know, that person was talking about. You'll get another revelation. He will show you another example to help you to understand, okay? So don't think that what it is that you're reading, it was just for only back then. It is not just for only back then. Okay? You have people that are jealous of you. You have an enemy that do not want you to succeed. Let me tell you, stand today, if nothing else, stand today on the word of God. Again, for those of you that have not accepted Christ in your life, it is not too late. Remember, no one knows the time, the hour, the second, the day, the year. None of us know when our name is going to be called. A lot of people looking for Jesus to crack the sky and return. But you know when he returns? He returns when it says he called your name. When he called your name, I told you all that song said, will you be ready when Jesus comes? When he calls your name, will you be ready? Will you be caught doing his work? Or the work of iniquity? Will he say enter in, or will he say depart? So don't think that you have tomorrow. Don't think that you have another hour and take it for granted. We never know when our time is up. We just have to be ready. We have to be ready. Amen. Okay. Again, I know that I'm not going to be talking to myself. And I know sometimes I get a little caught up that I lose track of time. To me, I don't know about you all, but to me, it is just good. It is good. So, again, here we is in Daniel chapter 3. I tell you, God is good. God is good. Thank you, Bishop. God is good. So here it is now. Remember now, Nebuchadnezzar, he had an image made of gold. And at this time now, we're going to start at verse number 5 in the third chapter. It says, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, shock butt, sultry, dulcimer, and all kind of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And whoso falleth not down and worship shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worship, that he shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regard thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Now, are you bowing down today? You know, when I was reading earlier, and, you know, it has the saying, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. But I'm here to ask you this day, if the Romans are jumping off that roof or jumping off that ship, would you do it also? Because they're doing it. When you know right from wrong, when you know you bow to no other god, you reverence no other god. Here it is. They're in exile. What more can you do to me? I'm in exile. Okay, you're going to kill me if I don't, you know, bow and worship your God? Well, we know to die in the Lord is to reign with him, because the day is coming. And matter of fact, it's not coming. It is here, because if you remember a while back where they was literally cutting the heads off of those that refuse, the Christians that refuse to renounce God. And the Bible spoke, the day is coming. What are you going to do? It is here. What are you going to do when you can no longer go to the store and buy food unless you take the mark? You have young children and they need to eat. What are you going to do? Take the mark so that they can eat? Is that what you're going to do? Because they're starving and you can't. See, that's why we need to be in God. We need to be in God today. Now, you're always going to have someone looking at you. You may not see them, but they're looking at you. They're looking at you. When that time is at its peak, peak, you're going to have friends, foes, families, all them turn against you because you choose to stand. You choose not to take down. You did not allow yourself to be blinded by what was going on. So know that you are under a watchful eye. 24/7, you are under a watchful eye. If you spit on that ground, don't think that somebody didn't see you spit on that ground. Are you going to do as the Romans do because you're in Rome? Are you going to stand for the God that you know and stand and the commandments? Are you? So Daniel and his friends refused to bow down. Would you be a Daniel or his friends today, one of his friends? Let's go on down and see what happened to Daniel and his friends. It says, then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my God, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this manner, this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. This is the king that they are talking to. Would you call wrong right when you know clearly that it's wrong? Would you call it right today? Would you stand on those principles of God, or are you going to take down and bow down because, ooh, I want to keep my job, or, you know, I'm going to compromise the word of God because I want to keep my friends or my family because they say I'm too churchy. You know, all I talk about is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You know, are you going to, you know, compromise your belief to have friends, to stand on, you know, What are you going to do? I'm asking you these questions, and I'm trusting that someone will call in and press the number one, or those that are listening live will just press one. Tell me, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And we do have a caller. Go ahead, your live.
praise the Lord. Amen. I'm enjoying and just feasting off the word of God. I tell you, I just had to call in because it's so true. What are you going to do? Now, we're talking about real fire here, okay?
Yeah.
And they was in a hostile situation. They was exiled. They was captured, see? But let's think about it. They didn't wait to start calling on the name of the Lord in this situation. When they was exiled, when they was captured, they had the Lord God inside of them. They had the God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob. Amen. Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they had the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the inside of them. This is why they was able to stand fast. And you're asking the right question, you know. When we go through our trials, our tribulations, our situation, and get in a hostile situation, what are you going to do? Can you stand before your boss man when you know you're doing your job, you're on your job on time, you're doing all he's asking you to do, then he want to ask you to do something out the ordinary? Can you look him eyeball to eyeball, face to face, and stand on your principles, on the word of God? See, there's no time now. Amen. These three men couldn't hang on. They couldn't hold on, but they standing fast. And this is why they was able. But, you know, Minister Diane, I would just like to ask this question. I want somebody to answer it for me, you know. Like you say, it's time to talk about it. He said at the sound of the music, am I right? Everybody supposed to bow down. Now, mm-hmm. if everybody was supposed to bow down, how can they see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego not bowing? That's tell me, and you just said it earlier, somebody always is watching you. If you spit on the ground, somebody seen you spit on the ground. See? But I wonder why that question was never asked when they went to the king and accused them. They didn't accuse them. You know, they told the truth on them because they didn't bow. But I'd like to know why the question was never asked. You know, if everybody, they supposed to have been bowing too. See? But they standing there watching. See?
You know, Bishop, it is the... Just like you said, that is a perfect question. Look at it, right, where the boss man, he is so angry of the fact that you didn't do what you were supposed to do, forgetting that the very messenger that came and gave you that message didn't do the same thing either.
Right.
But because they came and tell you about these people, you forget all about them. You forget that they too wasn't doing their job. They too wasn't
Amen.
Doing their job.
Amen.
And that just came, I was like, wait a minute. They wasn't doing their, they wasn't bowing either. Because if they was bowing, ain't no way you could be bowing and you are not in the vicinity and watching them, because when you bow, your eyes close. How do you even see? You ain't God that your eyes, though your eyes close, you can still see. You know, you ain't got that power. And that's the thing. We compromise the word of God to, you know, to get elevated in a job, not knowing that somebody else is going to come along and do that very job better than you. They're going to compromise more and take your spot.
Mm-hmm.
That is what's going to happen. And you also have jobs that you have bosses that stand on the word of God. You
mm-hmm.
didn't take time to, you know your boss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could observe, just like they observe you, you can observe them. You
mm-hmm.
can observe their principles what they stand for and what they don't stand for. And when you was talking and asking that question, I remember watching a picture and I, it's not fireproof. Is I can't remember. Oh, I think it's Overcomer. I'm not quite sure. Where the man, he got a job. Okay, they send him to the job. He got the job, but here it is. They was looking for someone to be promoted. And everyone that they tried failed. Everyone they tried failed. So here it is. Mm-hmm. It's his turn now. So he's in the office, and the boss and the, I guess the security guy, they're all in the office, and they say, well, okay, we're going to have, I can't remember how much amount, but let's just say they have 12 shipment coming in, 12 cases, but they're only going to count 10 of the cases, not the 12, not the complete 12, just 10. And he asked the question, but you got 12. Why? He said, I'm going to, you know, I'm looking for somebody to take this position. Can I, you know, can I trust you in this? Go home and think about it. So he tell him, go home and think about it. So now the enemy now going to, you know, step up. Are you going to do the godly thing and say, listen, I'm sorry, I can't take this position because, you know, hey, if it's 12 coming in, 12 is what I'm counting. I'm not going to count 10. Or you're going to allow the money, the position, you know, to make you compromise who you are. So he went home and he told his wife about the situation because you could tell it was really troubling him because he needed a job.
Right.
He had a wife and he had a child, so he needed this job to, you know, they've been struggling for so long now, something good come about. And he made the decision to stand and says, no, he can't do it. And he really thought that he was going to lose out because he was not going to just count 10 when it's actually 12. And here it is. He was just looking forward for them to just give him the boot and hear God promote him because they was looking for a trustworthy person that is not going to compromise, that is not going to steal. And that's what God is looking in us today because he gave us free will. He's not going to make you do anything that you don't want to do. And the fact that we compromise in stuff that we think that is okay. Now you know when I was out there in the workforce, you know how it was. I tell them, listen, I don't work on Sundays and on Tuesdays. I need to be off at no later than 5 o'clock for me to go to Bible study. I didn't compromise and say, well, you know, 6 o'clock take me off and I can reach the Bible study anytime. And to show you how the enemy will try you to that point, you know, they tried me. And I told them straight up, I told you all, this is the time I need to be off to get to Bible study. You telling me do this for you one time. But you see, when you do it one time, they're not going to forget that one time. They're going to remember that you did that because you compromised what you said. So therefore,
right.
if you do it once, you're going to do it again.
Yeah. Right.
And I said, no. I said, because you're going to feel that it's okay if I do it for you this once. Well, you can't do that. And I tell them straight up, you can get another driver to do it because this bus is heading to the yard. And that's where that bus head to the yard. But when we compromise our beliefs, we compromise our standards, you know, when you compromise, you're going to be forever compromising. And Daniel, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, they decide that they're going to stand. How much of us today are going to stand on God's word when we're going through that situation? When we're going through that fire, how much of us going to compromise and say, well, I'll do it just this one time for you. That one time goes turn into another time.
Right. What really did it, and see what you've done, you stood on your word, and this is what
exactly.
What did it for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, is verse 17 and 18, and when they said, "If it be so, our God," see, we ain't gonna serve yours, our God.
Okay,
see what they said?
Okay.
They were speaking things as not as though they already were. See, because life. Come out of your what? Out of your tongue,
mouth.
Out of your mouth. You speak blessings and curses, a life of death. Now they're speaking life on themselves. If it be so, our God, whom we, see, they were together on this thing. One woman said, well, I don't know. I think I'm going to buy. No. They were steadfast, see, in the liberty. Well, about they, God had set them free. Now they're in a hostile situation. They're before the boss man in his office, knowing if they don't do what he say, they're getting ready to go in the fire furnace. See? Now, think about, man, let's talk to our listeners. You got bills on top of bills. People don't cut your hours. You're not making much money coming in. Anytime you got more going out than you got coming in, you got a problem. Your children got to eat. Your children need clothes. Your husband, he's not making but 2 or 3 days a week, and your car is acting up. You can't hardly get to work. That's fine. That's a lot of pressure, see? And you're going to bow if you don't have the God in the inside of you that you know that he's able to do abundantly and above, that all that we can, this is what the situation they was in, see? Now, always, listeners, remember this. If the boss man fire you or have laid you off, God always got something better. He always bring you out to bring you in to something better. Notice now, they're in a hostile situation, okay? A golden image had been made, and the king of all the people that in Babylon, they at the sound of the music. I want everybody to bow. But they took a stand. See, what about you today? This is what Minister Diane is trying to tell us today. And this is what did it. And they said, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fire furnace. And he will deliver us. Ain't no doubt. See, they're pitching life on themselves out of thy hand, O king. Now, and they went deeper. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, they still talking to the king. They ain't talking to each other. That we will not serve. We will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Oh, my God, that's enough to make you shout. Oh, but like you just said, can we do that? Like you did. See, that faith. They trusting the God. See, they didn't wait now. They started calling on God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob when they got in the situation. They had it when they was in exile. When they was captured, they had God. You got to have something in the inside. See? Got to go beyond just believing in Jesus Christ. That's the beginning. That's on the door. Hit or not, but you want to come in the house, and the Holy Spirit will fill you. Oh, God. And it would lead you, guide you, and direct you. And at that moment, at that hour, and that's what the Word of God says, it'll tell you what to say. Oh, God. Go ahead, Minister Diane. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You know, as you were talking again, I'm just like, the king made, I mean, back then, that's to show you how the made a golden image. And the first golden image that I talk about was as soon as they came out, Moses delivered them out. God used Moses to be that deliverer.
Mm-hmm.
And no sooner than Moses, you know, was out of their presence, what did they? It's like you need an urge to worship something that is right
mm-hmm.
there. You can only worship and praise when you're seen. You can touch and hold, you know,
mm-hmm.
something. You're seeing it. And what did they do? They put all the jewelry and stuff together and made, what, the golden calf.
Okay.
You know, they made that golden image and begin to worship that image. And they wonder why they was in bondage. And this is something also, you know, we still have that slave mentality, that bondage
mm-hmm.
mentality that
right.
you can't break free, but you can if you want to. And I say God is not going to go against your will. This is where deliverance comes in. A lot of people
Amen.
Think, okay, you know, yeah, I accept Christ in my life and it's done. It is not done. You need
Amen.
To be healed. You need to be delivered.
Amen.
Because things that you used to do is still inside of you. That's why
right.
when we talk about trigger words that will trigger your reaction to something or someone cause you to do things, it's because it is still in you. And we are spirit beings. And that's what those things are. They are spirit that is inside that needs to be delivered. When you see healing and deliverance, that's this ministry, people. It's a healing and deliverance ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that when you're being delivered is by your choice. If that's what you want. Because if you don't want deliverance, deliverance is not going to come to you.
Amen.
When I sat in church and I heard an apostle talk about when she first came into ministry, you know, just got saved and went to church and they was doing deliverance, and they say a snake literally came out the woman's mouth, was hanging out of her mouth, and was talking to that person that was doing the deliverance and said that she do not want to be delivered. And she didn't get delivered because she did not want to be delivered.
Right.
But it did. It went right back. It went right. People would say, oh, you're just talking foolishness. But then that knows, knows. I have been in a service where I see apostle and, you know, she's just walking around and, you know, she is bringing the word and, you know, the demon was just agitating her. And she tried to leave that person alone. But trust and believe, before service was finished, she was mm-hmm. delivered. She was delivered. So it's like, are we going to stand down today, or are we going to continue to compromise our standard of living in Christ, compromise the word of God to benefit our gain? But it's only for a time. But when you stand in God's word, you're going to go through, because Jesus came and he went through and he didn't even sin. What about us that are sinning? What about us that is sinning? We don't think that we're not going to go through? We're going to go through. Thing about it is, he said that he will never leave us nor forsake
us. Amen.
In your going through, he is right there. And in mm-hmm. their going through, in Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Daniel, in their going through, God was still showing favor. He was still showing favor. Am I right or wrong, Bishop?
Amen. You're right. Amen. Amen.
You know, favor is right there. You may look at stuff and say, what favor is she talking about? Guess what?
Right.
You're still on the job. You still have that vehicle, despite whatever.
Right.
God is making ways out of no ways, but you're so focused on the problem that you forget the bills are still being paid. You may be sick in mm-hmm. your body, and you may be like, you know, why I got to be sick, or whatever the case may be. The enemy tried. You don't
mm-hmm.
know if
right.
you're being tried.
Amen.
We do not know. All
That's
we can
right.
do is trust the process. Trust
right.
God in the process as we're going through. And yeah, your faith may waver. Lord, help my unbelief. Lord, help me. Forgive me, Lord, where I have lost faith for that moment. That's what we have to do. Because when we stay focused on the situation that we're going through, we cannot see the light. We cannot see what God is doing. I told you all, last year was a trying year for me. And I told you, I said to God, I'm done. Lord, I'm done. That's what I said. I'm done. But look at me. I'm still here.
Amen.
I am still here. When I tell you
Amen.
So much was coming, so much, I mean, it was like right after the other, right after, it's like I felt I couldn't catch a break. And
your
the fact that
up.
You have people praying for you, and I mean really praying for you,
mm-hmm.
I am here. You have people praying for you, encouraging you. I don't know who all was praying for me, but I know people have to been praying for me if I'm still here.
Amen.
So don't give up because you feel that you're in that pit.
Right.
You may be in the pit for right now. Maybe God is working on you, rooting up, plucking up all that stuff, chipping all that stuff off of you. A lot of us have chips on our shoulders. Guess what? He is working on you. Allow the process to go forth. What have when They creating the pots and stuff out of clay. They're making those stuff. You know, sometimes it's not right, I guess, with maybe enough water or whatever, how it's spinning, the consistency or whatever, you know, will warp and, you know, it will fall down and they have to start all over again.
All over again, right.
So think about, you know, you yourself is self-examination.
Right.
Think about that. On Bible study, we was talking about preparation. We prepare for the natural, but we don't prepare spiritually.
Right.
We don't prepare spiritually. And those that Daniel them was in exile, they was in captivity, though they was there, they never forget God. They didn't forget God. They
Amen.
Know that they pray, they do whatever, and like I say, you don't have a prayer life, develop a prayer life. You may feel like you could only pray 1 minute, 5 minutes, but if you keep it up, it's going to increase. It's going to increase because God is going to bring people and things for you to, you know, to pray for.
But you know
how
what?
How would
I,
you know if you're not there? Go ahead, Bishop.
You know, excuse me for interrupting you, but before I lose my thought here, what I like about what you are saying, God honors unity. Oneness. He said, Father, he have always said it in his word in St. John chapter 17. Father, make them one as you and I are one. It's something about oneness that God honors. Notice these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These three was in oneness. They was in unity. They all said and spoke the same thing. They said, we. Our God. Notice the words what they spoke out their mouth. They looked at each other and they was in unity. Unity, one accord is what God honors. He moves. And this is what faith is all about. They were speaking faith because their life was on the line. They didn't throw them in the fire or furnace one at a time. They threw all three in there. See?
Mm-hmm.
And the fire was so hot, the ones that throwed them in there got burned up. Now, that's some hot fire when you kill your own people. That's some hot fire. And he made the king so mad when they took a stand. See, he told them to turn it up seven times hot. You don't need all that much fire to burn a man up. All you need is a gasoline and a match. And woof, you're gone. See? But when you make the devil mad, when you stand for the Lord, like you just said about your life, see, and there's many more out there. You may be in the fire now, but God will bring you out. When he brings you out, your hair not going to even be swins, or all your bills, everything will be caught up, because our God always have a way that is mighty sweet. He will move up on people. And my wife, Apostle, used to always say it all the time. God will move up on people to be a blessing to you. See, all you have to do is keep the faith and keep looking to the hill. Stop looking down. Ain't what's down. You can't find nowhere in the Bible where he say, look down and twiddle your fingers. God will not get in no pity party with you. I'm sorry. Uh-uh. He's looking for faith in the earth. He says, eyes go to and fro. Looking for faith in the earth. And I thank God, amen, that he will move on your behalf. Hold your head up. Look to the hills. Ain't that what in the word? He said, look to the hills from which coming your help. But these three men was in oneness. They was in unity. Unity. One accord. See? They all spoke the same thing when we prayed. He said, anything you ask in my name, the Lord said he'll do it. See, when you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, then his ears is open. according to his word, Isaiah 65:24. While you yet call it, he said he will answer. See, while you yet speak it, you will hear. See, so you're not never alone. You always got a God on our side. Go ahead, Sister Diane.
Amen, amen, amen. This is why at the beginning of the broadcast, I made sure that, you know, you can find yourself in Daniel. You can find yourself in scriptures. All you have to do is just open it up and begin to read. Because all in all, they trust in the God that they serve. They didn't back down and throughout. And it never said they didn't go through anything. They went through. And that was back in that day. And this is before Jesus even came.
Amen.
For goodness and mercy. This is before goodness and mercy.
Amen.
And the fact that, you know, they had the prophets there. And Daniel, don't think Daniel wasn't going to go through anything. He was a prophet. I told
That's right.
you all, Daniel is one of the major prophets, and he
Right.
was one of the prophets. It was only two prophets while they was in exile. That
Uh-huh.
Daniel and Ezekiel.
Mm-hmm.
Those two. They were the exile prophets. Now you had Jesus that came and died on the cross for our sins. Our sins. That we can go before God. We can go, we don't have to wait for a year atoned to get our sins atoned. We don't have to bring no sheep, no bird, no nothing but ourselves before God and humble ourselves and know that the God that created you, goodness and mercy is there with them. Goodness and mercy. I don't know about you all, okay, because a lot of people is like, you know, they ain't into the New Testament. I'm going to tell you all straight up, I'm under grace. I'm not under law. So all who want to be up under the law, trust and believe you're going to be judged under the law. Me, I'm sticking with grace. I am sticking with grace. God is good.
Amen. 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 You got
no
a partner. Amen.
No matter what it is I'm going through, nobody perfect when they're going through. Nobody.
Amen.
And I tell y'all one thing. In my last marriage, I told my husband at the time, I said, you know what? I said, I may look a hot mess right now. I said, but you remember Jesus, when he was going to the cross, he had looked a hot mess. Until he came across that cross, you couldn't touch him. I say, look at me. I say, I'm going to go through now. I'm going to go through mine now. But it's going to come where you can't touch me. Not knowing exactly, I don't know what even made me say that and even draw the reference to Christ. But let me tell you all something. When I say you can't touch me, you cannot take me to that place. No man, no woman has the power to take me to that place unless I give them my power. And you're not going to get my power. And that's why I stand on. When Pastor Sharon said to me, Sister Diane, let me tell you something. Preach the word.
Amen.
No man
Amen.
Have a heaven or hell to put you
put
in.
You. Amen.
None. So I'm here to say, whosoever have a mouth, by all means, let them talk, because to talk about Jesus, who am I?
That's right.
Who am I? So, again, go back, and we talked about Joseph. Go back and read about Joseph. We're talking about Daniel. Go back and read about Daniel. Find yourself in the scriptures and ask God for forgiveness.
Amen.
Ask him to help you, help your unbelief, help you when your faith is weak. We get there. We are not perfect. The perfect one came, and we are striving to be as the perfect one. So we're going to mess up. But in your messing up, ask for forgiveness. God, to help you that you don't continue doing the same thing. And remember, you are not who man say you are, but you are who God say you are. Remember
Amen.
That today. Decree and declare it over your life. Believe it today. Hear the word, life and death is in the power of our tongue.
Amen.
So whatsoever you're speaking, you are creating. So if you begin to speak and you believe in your heart and you stand in that I am not who man say I am, but I am who God say I am. Who God say I am? I'm a minister of the gospel. I'm the salt of the earth. Go. Decree it. Speak it over your life. Teach your children. Teach your grandchildren. Teach those around you. I just thank God for the word. Bishop, I thank you. I appreciate you. Again, I thank you for taking up the broadcast last week. I thank you for just stepping in. I thank you for your prayers, despite on all that is going on. You know, you was there again. I'm saying thank you. I take you not for granted. Listeners, I take you all not for
granted. Not for granted. Amen.
Amen. And I saw that we are out of time. See, this is what happened when the word is so good. I enjoy myself in the word. I don't know about you all. I enjoy this. That's why it's good for us to gather together. We strengthen one another when
Amen.
We gather together. That's what the church building is for. Is for us to gather together to get
right.
strength, to refresh, refill, rejuvenate, because we are the church. We're the one that is out there giving the word out there. So, again, I just thank each and every one of you. I am hoping to hear you all on the prayer line tomorrow night at 11 p.m. because we are our brothers and sisters keepers, and we are to pray one for another, and it's time for us to tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Amen. Be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When
I let go, and I let
him have. God.